Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by a studio full of folks. I've got Jenny Burnham, Curator of Education and Public Programs, Lindsay Carney, Curator of Collections and Exhibitions, and Evelyn Stewart, Director of the Master Museum. Welcome, gang. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in today. And Evie, let me start with you. What's coming up at the museum?
Well, next week, next Friday, April 13th, we have our annual off-the-wall fundraiser. This is our ninth annual off-the-wall fundraiser. It is a fundraiser for the museum that supports our educational programming, our exhibitions, and our collections management. And it is, in my opinion, one of the most fun parties of the year. It's a really fun party, and we have a lot going on at it. And we've got live music. We've got a band called Rocket 88 out of Oxford, Mississippi. They've actually played the party for us before, and the crowd really likes them. They are a great rock band, so that'll be really enjoyable. We have the Bon Voyage trip raffle, which is always popular. With the price of admission for your ticket, you get one chance at the trip raffle, and you can always buy extra chances at the raffle. And that is a chance to go anywhere you want to go worth up to $3,000. So that is always a popular draw for our crowd.
Well, that all sounds like a big, fun party that'll be going on. Jenny, let me ask you, did she pick out Friday the 13th for any reason? Or?
Well, Friday the 13th is always my lucky day. It's Saturday the 14th that I worry about.
Okay, so talk to me about what's going on. You're in charge of the off-the-wall part, because we talked about this last year. I said, what is off-the-wall? And you told me that was because you get to pull it off the wall
take
it home with you.
Yeah. That's right.
So you get to buy artwork. Where do you find the works that that people are able to buy and purchase?
Well, we put out a call every year, and it's a nationwide call. Most of the art that we have are all from local artists. A few of them are from artists from around the country. And it's a little bit of everything. We have photography, painting, sculpture, mixed media, all kinds of art, anything you want.
And Evie, you say that you're still looking for people to contribute art.
That's right. We're still taking submissions for the auction, and the artists have the choice. They can take 50% of the proceeds or give 100% of the proceeds to the museum. They also get a ticket to the event, of course, and they get a chance at the trip raffle. And a couple of times we have had, actually last year and a couple years before that, one of the artists who donated work actually won the trip raffle. So that was pretty cool. They had got their name in the pot one time, and you know, for a submission. So yeah, we're still looking for people. You can contact Jenny at the museum. You can go online and find out how to contact us. And we usually have around 100 works of art, so there's plenty of opportunity for finding that special piece that you need to fit inside your home or office.
So you've got the band Rocket 88, food from Chef Pat Nolan, the trip raffle. And you can go anywhere you want on the trip raffle.
You can go anywhere you want. People have gone everywhere from France to Mexico to I don't even know where. I don't know where the lady chose this year. I think she was going to France is what she told me. We also have another raffle that's going to be taking place. Julie Cruz is an extremely talented painter who she usually donates work to off the wall as well, but she is going to be doing a live painting in the museum. We started this last year. Ricky Sykes did a live painting of a vase of flowers, and it was a really popular raffle for us. So we have another artist doing it this year, and she's going to be painting a still life, so you can see her creating the work of art, and you can buy raffle tickets to win the work of art at the end of the night.
Now, you brought somebody new with you today, Lindsay Carney, Curator of Collections and Exhibitions, you introduced yourself, and I said, so you're the new Ben.
Yes.
So
yes.
You have the position of going out and finding all the cool art.
Yes, definitely. And of course, while our off-the-wall event is happening, we still have our current exhibition on show, the Afghan War Rugs, and that'll be on until the end of June.
Tell me a little bit about that, because I'm confused about war rugs. What is a war rug?
Well, of course, the rug industry is really big in that part of the world. And these are rugs that directly reflect the war that's been happening around these people who are making them. for decades and decades. And it has, you know, you can see anything from tanks and drones and missiles in the actual imagery of the rugs. And they're really interesting and beautiful as well.
So that's continuing. How long does that exhibition run?
That'll run until the end of June. June 23rd is the last day.
And Evelyn, if you come to Off the Wall, you also get to go in there and see some of these war rugs.
You will, yes. We take over a few galleries for the silent auction Off the Wall. And you know, so we'll have to take down some of the rugs for that purpose. But the upstairs galleries will still have the rugs in them. So you'll be able to see a little bit, get a little taste of the current exhibition. And then you can always come back if you're interested, which after you see these beautiful rugs, as Lindsay said, I'm sure you will be interested in coming back to the museum once all the auction art is off the wall and we've repaired the walls and rehung the rugs. You can come back to the museum and see the exhibit.
Tell me a little bit, just a quick update on the fire. Any of y'all, how's that going?
It's running, coming along smoothly. For those who don't know, we had in our offsite storage facility that houses our permanent collection last April. We're coming up on almost a year now. There was a fire, and our collection sustained smoke damage to it, and was basically covered with a fine layer of soot. And we've been cleaning the work, and we have two galleries in the museum turned into a conservation lab. We had a conservationist come in and teach us how to conserve the art and clean it, and we're about 3/4 of the way through cleaning the collection. So we're moving quite along, and next phase will be framing it, reframing the work, and the phase after that will be finding a place to store it. So Off the Wall, for those of you who have come, will look a little bit different this year. We won't be in the river galleries like we normally are. We're going to be in the main part of the museum because the river galleries have been turned into that conservation lab, and we need to keep it up. So it's going to take us a few more months, and we're just being diligent about it. But if you're interested in that process, you can always come by the museum on Tuesdays and Thursdays and see our crew of volunteers and interns who are cleaning the art for us, and kind of see a little bit about that process in the conservation lab.
It's Off the Wall, going on at the Masser Museum. To find out more, they can visit your website,
massermuseum.org, or they can look up Masser Museum of Art on Facebook. And the event is on South Grand Street at the museum at 1400 South Grand.
All right. You can find out more at our website as well at kedm.org.